Sports Radio 93.7 The Fan.
Football in America is a special game.
And now, Mike and Don talking with a legend.
The men who play it make it so.
A high school football blast from the past on 93.7 The Fan.
Welcome back to the Post-Gazette High School Show, sponsored by First Commonwealth Bank. I'm Mike Wire, the Post-Gazette, along with Don Rebel, the MSA Sports Network, in our feature that we like to do from time to time here on the Post-Gazette High School Show, talking with a legend. I know one of my all-time favorites that I've ever dealt with in all my years at the paper. And now you know him as a Pittsburgh Pirates second baseman, but, Mr. Rebel, you and I know him as one of the best athletes to come out of the WPIL in a long time and a heck of a football player.
I know him as also as a pretty good broadcaster. He helped us out in baseball.
And let's not forget an all-section basketball player until he gave that sport up his senior year. Joining us on the Rivertown Hotline, our guest on Talking with a Legend, Neil Walker. Neil, how are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on this morning, guys.
Okay. You know, we're going to talk a lot about some high school days of yours, but we got to go one Pirates question, Neil. Is that okay? Can we go one Pirates question?
Yeah, that's perfect. Sure.
Okay. Well, it's a, you know, I'm sure you've been following the manager search, and it looks like it's down to two people, Jeff Bannister and maybe Clint Hurdle. Any thoughts on it, on the manager situation? You know, I'm sure you know Bannister, but any thoughts at all on it?
Yeah, I mean, I do know Jeff Bannister very well from the moment I was drafted till this year. He's been in the organization as well as I have, so I have a good relationship with him and know that, you know, if he were chosen, he would, you know, give his best and do a pretty darn good job for the organization. And obviously, I don't know Clint Hurdle all that much, but given his track record and what he's done in the past, and I think he would be a good candidate as well. And yeah, I'll be interested to see how this all turns out, but I think both guys would be good candidates for this club.
Good answer there, Neil. Hey, let's go back. You know, we like to talk. This is a high school show, and your high school days were just, you know, so tremendous around here. Let's go back a little bit. And I think you still do follow the scene a little bit around here, do you not?
Yeah, I try to. I try to catch a couple Rams games if I can. And, you know, like to see how teams are doing around the Pennsylvania area. And there's a few guys within the organization when September comes around that are from, you know, southeastern Ohio and places like that have some good football programs as well. So, and obviously the baseball program up in Pine Richland, and even some basketball. I have some friends that are coaching around the area that I play with in high school. So, yeah, really try to keep in touch with the Whippio as much as possible.
Okay, let's go back your senior year. Some say maybe the greatest state championship game ever. In the snow, I was there, probably 8 to 10 inches of snow that night. You guys lose 39-38 in double overtime to Mannheim Central on a missed extra point. Now, Neil, I have heard, and I seem to remember you saying at one time that you refused to watch a tape of that game. Have you seen it?
Yeah, I have. I have, and I've probably only seen it maybe one time, and it was you know, one of the more painful things that I've done. Yeah, it's one of those things where I kind of like to keep the memory in the back of my mind as opposed to keep watching it over and over like a train wreck when you know what's going to happen. But, yeah, absolutely incredible game. Everywhere we go, I mean, I spent a lot of time in the minor leagues playing in around the Philadelphia area, and even parts of New York, and even parts of Virginia. I've had people tell me that they saw the game and that it was one of the best games they've ever seen. So, pretty real impressive to be able to kind of play in a game like that. So,
I know you've helped out when you were first starting your professional career, come back and, you know, helped out here or there at a practice or two at Pine Richland High School. Hopefully your major league career, this is something you won't have to think about for many, many years. But, you know, when all is said and done, when your playing career is over, do you have any aspirations to coach? And if so, what sport would you coach?
Well, I definitely don't think I'm qualified to be a lawyer when I'm done playing ball, given my schooling. But, yeah, no, I've always had a passion for you know, kids and helping out where I can and felt like and really feel like that it's you know, kind of my way of giving back to the community and to Pine Richland and to wherever I can. I try to help out in the off season and do some clinics occasionally, but yeah, you know, I really feel like that, especially from a baseball standpoint in Western Pennsylvania, that a lot of kids are behind the eight ball in terms of exposure and in terms of, you know, getting out there and letting schools see them. So if I can help out and at least give maybe some insight to kids that could possibly be going on to play and what they're going to get themselves into, I feel like anything can help.
But what's – you dodged the question, Neil. What sport would you focus on?
No, he said baseball.
Would he?
Yeah, most likely baseball.
Yeah.
I do enjoy football, but I feel like my credentials end at you know, the high school side of it. So,
2-time Fabulous 22 selection, Mr. Rebel, by the way, Mr. Neil Walker was in high school.
Yeah, he was pretty good. I remember that, Mike. Thank you,
Neil. Clemson. Matter of fact, he's going to go to Clemson for baseball. He talked about playing football there. Neil, I wanted to ask you. You know, you are one of the guys, maybe a throwback. You know, you played three sports for most of your high school career, the baseball, the football, and basketball. Your all-section as a junior averaged 17 a game, gave that up your senior year. We see, and we've talked about this on the show many times, so many kids specialize nowadays. What advice would you give to a kid? I mean, you gave up basketball, but would you advise them to do it? I mean, you played football when you could have gotten hurt maybe for baseball.
Yeah. Yeah, and I mean, in my mind, it was never a matter of if I was going to play football. That was a passion of mine. That, and obviously, football is a sport where it's not if you're going to get hurt, but the severity of it. So, but if you're taking some sort of precautionary measures as much as you can, like not going into, you know, jumping on the on top of the dog pile after the play's done, and things like that, you know, you can keep yourselves out of harm's way to a certain degree, but. I've always tried to persuade kids to play as many sports as they can, and you know, really, that my goal in high school, when I was a sophomore, when I started to play all three sports at the varsity level, was to get a letter, three letters at every single year, and I missed it by one my senior year because of basketball, but I felt like you know, obviously we made it to the last game of the year in football, and. Was banged up a little bit and obviously knew the situation with baseball. But, yeah, it's tough now. I think a lot of coaches that, you know, that have the summer workouts with football, they don't want their kids playing baseball and they want to get them ready for the fall season. And I feel like, you know, the more athletic sports you can play, the better off you are in terms of, you know, keeping yourself and keeping your options open and things like that. So, I don't know. It's kind of a fine line because I know where people are coming from, and I know that the effort it takes to make it to the next level, especially in a sport like baseball. And but I really felt like, you know, playing three sports was right for me. And you know, I do encourage kids to play as many sports as they can. You know, given not getting hurt, I guess.
All right, Neil. Before we let you go, we have to have a little fun with you. We call it just asking. Ready?
Sure.
And now, here's Don and Mike with everything you don't need to know. It's time for another installment of Just Askin'.
We ask the questions, Neil. You give us a quick answer. You ready?
Sure.
Favorite sports jersey you wore as a kid?
I had a Mario Lemieux jersey.
Oh, hockey. Okay.
Yeah.
The Tyler Pelko jersey? That's disappointing. All right. Neil, chicken or beef?
Chicken.
Neil, will you go to your sister-in-law's championship volleyball game today at Pine Richland, where she is the volleyball coach? Will you go to your sister-in-law's championship game today?
I won't make it there today because I'm out of the area, but I did make it to their quarterfinal game.
All right.
I'll try to make it to a state championship game. I'm a big supporter.
I was broadcasting the semifinal. I didn't see you, Neil, but okay,
no,
quarterfinal.
All right.
Finally, people would be surprised to know blank. What?
That I'm a pretty good cook.
Ah.
What's your specialty?
I specialize on the grill, but you know, really anything that's not above and beyond.
You and Kevin McCabe were cooks. He used to talk about that all the time. He was a cook.
Yeah, we still get together and try to whip some good things up.
Well, wait, I got to ask one last one. We just got a text here, Neil. You got engaged a couple weeks ago.
I did.
Ah! See, we get all kind of information on Just Asking. Congratulations.
thank you. I really appreciate that.
Neil.
We're very happy.
Thanks a lot for coming on the show. It's Mike White here and Don Revel. Really, really thank you. It's great to have you, and you really were a legend around here on and off the field. Congratulations. Good luck to you.
Gentlemen, I really appreciate it, and I hope to see you guys soon. Thanks
okay.
a lot.